AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants. Israel's ongoing offensive in Lebanon had threatened the tentative ceasefire agreed to with the U.S. and Iran. Meanwhile, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says the war in the Middle East has done lasting damage to the global economy.
Had it not been for this shock, the world would have been in such a much better place than we would have been upgrading our growth projections. But now, even in our most hopeful scenario, we would have a downgrade. Why? Because of significant infrastructure damage, supply disruptions, losses of confidence, and other scaring effects. They're already baked in.
My campaign reports the latest estimate of the U.S. economy has been downgraded.
The Commerce Department says the American economy grew at a sluggish 0.5% annual pace from October through December. That's down slightly from the previous estimate of 0.7% growth. The gross domestic product had registered an impressive growth of nearly 4.5% in the third quarter of last year. But last fall, the GDP was slowed by the 43-day government shutdown. The economic outlook for this year is hazy after the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran drove up energy prices and disrupted global commerce. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Oil prices crept higher today. U.S. crude settling just below $98 per barrel. Brent crude just below $96. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge shows prices up 2.8% in February from a year earlier, and stocks finished with gains, the S&P and the Dow each adding about 0.6%, the NASDAQ 0.8. This is AP News. Major League Baseball's average salary was up 3.4% on opening day this year to a record $5.34 million. New York Mets outfielder Juan Soto's the highest paid player again at $61.9 million. Meanwhile, Gethin Kulbaugh has a notable ballpark giveaway.
The Chicago White Sox will pay tribute to one of their most famous fans by offering Pope-themed hats to some who purchase tickets for their game against the Cincinnati Reds on August 11th. A limited number of hats shaped like the Pope's mitre, with the team's sock logo in the middle, will be distributed. They will be available to fans in certain sections the White Sox referred to as pews. Pope Leo XIV is a Chicago native and longtime White Sox fan. He attended the 2005 World Series opener against Houston in Chicago. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.